Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden. You're listening to Tech and Science Daily from the Evening Standard. Here's what's happening today, Friday, January the 22nd.
Our request is a simple one, and with 130 other child protection organisations across the globe, we're asking Facebook not to proceed until they have appropriate mitigations in place.
That's Andy Burrows, head of child safety online policy at the NSPCC, as the charity urges Facebook to rethink plans to add end-to-end encryption to its Messenger and Instagram platforms.
Child abuse reports across the globe could drop by somewhere between two-thirds and three-quarters. Facebook's decision to roll this out without saying to the NSPCC or other child protection organisations whether and if they have any mitigations in place is a profoundly risky move for children using Facebook's platforms.
There are fears it will become harder to track abusers online and make it easier for predators to evade detection.
Firstly, the ability to scan for child abuse images. And last year, we know that Facebook made 16 million reports related to those across the globe. But also then being able to use artificial intelligence, both to detect new child abuse images that are being produced because children are being groomed or coerced to send self-generated sexual images on Facebook's platforms, and also then to detect grooming that's taking place through language, through conversations.
It comes after the social network was questioned by British MPs. Facebook says it works with police to combat child abuse on the platform and argues that end-to-end encryption is now the industry standard. Malware has been discovered on government-issued laptops used by children to homeschool during the COVID-19 pandemic. An investigation's been launched after reports of laptops being given to vulnerable children for homeschooling were infected with a self-propagating worm, which is malware capable of downloading a computer's files. According to an online forum, teachers from a school in Bradford noticed the bug, which reportedly contacted Russian servers despite antivirus software being installed. The Department for Education says the numbers of reports of malware are in single digits.
It's quite dangerous to jump to conclusions about how this may have happened, because there are very many schemes currently running in the nation desperately trying to help young children, especially in disadvantaged areas, remain with some access to education electronically. But where these devices are sourced is very, very difficult to ascertain and is also the source of the problem.
That's Brian Higgins, security specialist with Comparatech.com in the UK.
Make sure it's not plugged into any other device at all. You simply plug it into a wall socket, fire it up independently. Don't plug it into another laptop or a phone or an iPad or a tablet. If you are concerned, switch it back off and call the people who gave it to you and tell them. The other thing is the National Cyber Security Centre. They have some excellent free advice.
3, 2, 1, 0.
SpaceX has launched its latest batch of Starlink internet beaming satellites into orbit above Earth, making that about 1,000 of them now circling our planet. The Falcon 9 lifted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center with its latest payload of 60 satellites inside the rocket's belly, which were then deployed into the cosmos.
Shortly, they will deploy their solar array, and over the next few days and weeks, they will distance themselves from each other and use their onboard ion thrusters to make their way to their operational orbit.
Analysts suggest that while 1,015 of the satellites have been launched, not all have managed to stay in orbit, and so the operational number is now nearer to 951. While astronomers have told the Standard they fear light streaks across the night sky will ruin the view of space and could hamper research.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The toll of COVID-19 on young people's well-being is becoming increasingly known. Now, a new study has revealed how the mental health in many over 50s has declined during the COVID-19 lockdowns, as their loneliness contributed to a rise in anxiety and depression. As part of its PROTECT study, the University of Exeter and King's College London examined data from more than 3,000 people aged over 50, a cohort they have been following since 2015, and found participants already experiencing loneliness say the pandemic exacerbated depression and anxiety. What are some of the ways that over 50s can help boost their mental health?
Getting out and about is probably important. Even if you don't see people, physical exercise is going to help with mental health. I think getting to love a computer, you've got Age UK, Silver Line, Friends of the Elderly, telephone services, but also animals are likely to be good for mental health and good for loneliness as well.
That's Dr. Byron Creese, lead author of the report, a senior lecturer in neuroscience at Exeter's Medical School. And finally, remember when Kanye did this?
Happy birthday, Kimberly. Look at you. You're 40 and all grown up.
That's the late celebrity lawyer Robert Kardashian, who was brought back to digital life as a life-sized hologram by Kanye West for his wife Kim's 40th birthday. Well, Microsoft is now developing a chatbot to digitally resurrect dead people too. And this one really does have a dystopian touch of the Black Mirror about it. The tech giant has published a patent where its technology hoovers up images, voice data, social media posts, and electronic messages to create a kind of likeness of a deceased person. Microsoft says the technology could be used for living users to train a digital replacement in the event of their death. You are up to date. Bonnie Christian is back on Monday at 1 p.m. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out, and come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews, and analysis from the Evening Standard in London. Thank you for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.